This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Health insurers have submitted plans for next year that could see coverage for Coloradans increase by as much as 28%. Governor Polis said the budget recently passed by Congress is to blame.
They cut the tax credits for the exchange. They cut the support for health care. They added requirements. It's brutal what they did to health care in that bill.
Residents on the Western Slope could see their rates go up by as much as 38%. Polis said the state has limited means to help those affected by the increase.
If there's some way we can shave 5-6% off of it, that would be a huge win. But it still means that your rates are going up 22% because of this big bill in Congress. So I just want people to be ready. If we can make it better at all, we're certainly going to try.
The governor is our guest today on Colorado Matters at 9. Nebraska is suing Colorado over the South Platte River, accusing Colorado of taking more water than it has a right to under a century-old agreement. Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilger said his office believes the state has been shorted an amount of water that would serve millions of families a year.
These are the types of things over natural resources people go to war over. Thankfully, in the United States, we don't do that. We fight in court. But this is what the United States Supreme Court is designed to do, which is address these enormously important sort of foundational questions for the future of various states.
The lawsuit asked the justices to weigh in on Nebraska's efforts to build a new canal along the river, which may include exerting eminent domain over Colorado landowners. Colorado's governor says Nebraska's claims are meritless. Officials in Pueblo want to remind people of water safety and the importance of wearing a life jacket. A new city ordinance requires them at the new water park on the Arkansas River. Joe Servi is with Pueblo Water, which built the attraction.
You know, per Colorado law and municipal code, life jackets are required. And, you know, people see the river and they stand in it up to their knees and they don't think much of it. But, you know, the river's got undercurrent. And so safety is just a paramount.
Life jackets are available for free at the Edge Ski and Paddle as part of a partnership with local businesses. It's mostly sunny around Denver with a chance for rain this afternoon. This is CPR News.